Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio with your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. I am Tower here with the Watchman, and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence for the WIBR Warn Radio Network to us through our contact page on warn-usa.com. And you can find the WIBR Warn Radio on usa.life, MeWe, Parler, CloudHub, Tumblr, LinkedIn, Pure Social, Spreely, and Linktree. You can listen to our shows through warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. You can also download the shows there and share them with your family and friends, which we appreciate. And you can also find the Warn Radio on the following streamers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, and Podchaser. Be sure to give us a thumbs up and leave a good comment on the shows where you heard us, because your interaction helps, and we appreciate it. Thank you. And do not miss these posts on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Epic Saga of Responsibility. Thus, the Epic Saga of Responsibility is the charge given, the witnesses revealed, and the testimony spoken concerning these things. Also, Eudokia, God's secret sets men free. Eudokia, God's secret is fulfilled worldwide on a daily and hourly basis. It makes the devil angry and the demons of hell rage. It is that secret which cannot be bought, purchased, or obtained through worldly means. And don't miss the posts on warn-usa.com. Christian Living Today, Vapor in the Mist of Time. Christian Living Today, it is true, life passes by like a mist. Your life, whether you are a Christian or not, is here today and gone tomorrow. And all the shows on Warn Radio, on warn-usa.com, are available 24/7 to listen and download. And the latest posts on danaglennsmith.com: Visions of Sugar Plums and Socialism. Socialists dream visions of sugar plums are dancing in the minds of many people in our government who support the nonsense which we have witnessed. And also on danaglennsmith.com, you can go there to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter. And also visit our Christian books and resource shop, where we feature Christian books and other resources from our Vision Media. And this is news from the field. A report out of Saudi Arabia. Your podcast, Visions, Faith, and the Persecuted Church, has good performance in Apple Podcast. Apple Podcast ratings, and for the last 30 days, it's been in position 35 in the category of Christianity in Saudi Arabia. And this data is provided by podstatus.com. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn. Greetings. We are here on another Friday. It's the 18th in a hot June. This has probably been one of the hottest Junes we've had. And as you look at the weather and what it's been around the country, it's been hot all over. You would think somebody would wake up in this country. Not many do. I'm referring, of course, to judgment and the things that people need to be informed of. A country that should be number one, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We don't have fear of the Lord, we wouldn't be doing the things we do. We are in Romans. Chapter 12. And so we are... The last verse we did was, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, every one members one of another. You think? You could make the case, well, look at all the different denominations. You could also make the case that when we were one and we didn't have a lot of... denominations and various things like that. Yeah, we were all in one church, but then, of course, that's when one of the biggest corrupt persecution of believers began. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, even in the church. The only one it don't corrupt is the Lord, who is perfect and holy. Judgment will first begin at the house of God, then we who are saved, if we barely survive, where will the sinners and the ungodly stand? Well, if they don't repent, it'll be the lake of fire. The harsh realities of the faith of Christians is that it's given unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. That's the second death. So as believers, we should be united as one. Good luck there, huh? Luck, yeah. Well, that ain't gonna... Well, you could say, well, if we are one, it is luck. Because it sure ain't God, because we're so divided. You could make that point. And there are real believers. And there are good pastors. And there are true Christians. And there is a real devil, and there are enemies of the church. Romans 12:6. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching. Or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, and he that shows mercy with cheerfulness. You know, Paul gives a whole list here. If you're ever wondering what you need to be doing or how to do it. Now, of course, we like to delve off when we talk about the gifts of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit, or prophecy. Oh, man, we always got a prophet in the wings. We have people that love personal prophecy. I do not care for personal prophecy. I do not like personal prophecy. And I think we've gone way overboard on it. And as far as a prophecy, you look around and try to find a true prophet, you're going to be looking for a while. Or a true apostle. Well, see, the thing about America is we have a way of marketing ourselves. And so you have those who are prophets, those who are apostles, you have teachers, preachers. There's always a name for everything. But you see, the point is not that you're a prophet or not that you prophesy, not that you minister, not that you teach or exhort, or that you're in charge and you rule. But the whole essence of every one of these is to relate Christ to all, whether it be through a prophecy, ministry, teaching, exhortation, or as a leader where you rule. To be the hands and eyes and feet of the Lord. Now, if you're over in India, the hands and the feet are stomping, the fists are beating, and the eyes are smiling as they beat Christians into submission and kill them. Yes, this goes on daily. And if you're in North Korea, you just throw them and all their relatives into a big camp and keep them there for the rest of their lives, treat them like dogs. Or put them in a small cage, big enough for a dog, and you cram them into there. And because the North Korean people, many of them are so skinny, they can just be thrown in these cages. In China, making war against the church is normal. In Pakistan, Christians facing blasphemy and false accusations is normal. In India, the push by Hindu nationalists have taken their toll on the church there. And then this evidence of COVID that they have, the second one, has been really rough. We've been covering it on our shows. Matter of fact, in some places of India, they're short pastors. Churches are having to close. We covered that on our latest show. Bangladesh and India. The pastors are dead. A lot of them. Ministries are shutting down. So when you look at it, there's a lot of issues here, but in a perfectly organized church where everything's working according to the Spirit, Paul lays out the ministering and the gifts in order. And of course, this is the order you'd expected from an apostle like Paul. He was very good at this. He was very good in the law before he was a Christian. He kept the law blameless, he said. A Pharisee of the Pharisees. So it's not surprising as an apostle, he can line these things up. And he can get you straight. Let love be without dissimulation, or subterfuge, or dishonesty. Yeah, I've seen the love in some of these churches. It wasn't there. I've also seen the love in the church, what I call my home church. And Brother Kennedy's gone to be with the Lord. He still has a bunch of relatives around. I don't see him much. We see a few of the folks from the old church. It's renamed and it's got a modern, more in tune name. We don't like the word faith. We want something modern. Okay, good. Go ahead and change it. You're still going to need faith, you bunch of dips. We don't like the way you preach. We want someone else. Good. Go get you somebody else. Judgment will first begin at the house of God. That's why you need to pay attention to Romans 12. But see, as Christians, and looking at all this, we like to get into all this. We want our ministries big and huge. We want to be able to advertise them. We want to be able to make merchandise out of them, selling them stuff to so we can keep doing. We were warned against that monetary avenue as we seek it. Money, money, money. Money makes the world go around and people happy and ministries big. Money, that's what we need. But see, as believers and as Christians and as leaders in the church, we are not to allow that fodder, which we call money, get in the way of the truth of Scripture. We are not to be so devoted to the growing of the ministry and getting the sales out there so you can do what you want to do, that you forget the truth of why you're there. But the whole idea here is to ministry simple. Minister simple. Don't prophesy to impress with big words. But we do, and we saw this during Trump. We saw this, and it had nothing to do with Trump except the fact that he was in there. But we had a bunch of people, a bunch of Christians gathering, and you may or may not have seen them. Jonathan Cahn had a big group. He was probably the only one that when he prayed according to the will of God. The rest of them did a lot of other things. And see, that's the way we prophesy. That's the way we do stuff. That's the way we've distorted all this. And frankly, whether you agree, I don't care. I've seen it. I've been in the midst of it. I know what it is, and it stinks. Simply, with love, lifting up Christ, relating His word, His will. So if you love someone, it's without an ulterior motive. And you're supposed to abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Why then is it do we accept that which is evil and wicked and an abomination to God, and we say that it's good and accept it into our churches? That's because we don't know Him. We think that in our churches we can allow all kinds of fornication and that which is unclean to go on. And we stand up and we pat the people who do such things on the back and, oh, we love you and all this, all the while allowing them to continue. We've got our whole society up in arms, tearing America apart because they see so much wrong with it. That's one thing we have no clue to, and that's true love. On social media, I'll tell you how it works, especially among the young girls. Tower was watching this one time when I was showing her. We had somebody that followed us. We have that often. And I always click to see their bio. And as usual, there's a young woman that had real large breasts, and she just barely managed to cover the nipples, almost all the way naked. And see, that's the way they do this. I have people that leave weird little scratchings, you know, a few little dots, maybe three or four letters, and what they are is actually links to porno sites. And they put them on your Christian, you know, on your teachings. Oh, this is typical of the devil. Well, what is that? And all of a sudden you get them over there. Yeah. This is the America. This is the social media. And then you have the Muslims who want to hack your site. Many years ago, we had it hacked. We had other troubles. Since then, by the grace of God, we've been able to keep ahead of all that. We were hacked one time where we kept all of our images. And I thought it'd be a good idea to have them where people could actually look at them and see the different images regarding the ministry and everything. Well, that was a mistake. Got hacked. Every comment on there, and I had lots of photographs. Lots. Everyone had a comment, and every one of it was raunchy. Every one of them had links and pictures. They were raunchy. I had to go through that personally, every one of them, and get them out of there. I don't have that anymore. Everything's locked up to keep it away from people. This is the world in which we live. And so if you allow your child unfettered access to the World Wide Web, he's going to find a world that is amoral. It's not immoral and it's not moral. It's amoral. It could care less. So anything goes. And that's why it's important, if you're going to minister, Let it be with love that's not dishonest. Do you love them because you just want them to be a member? Do you abhor that which is evil? No, we don't. Not in America. That's a lie. I could list them out here. I could get on social media and I could list it all out and I could tell them. You'd be banned in a second because they won't hear it. And we have legislators, we have a nation, we have a country that, and it's not just America, it's worldwide. We accept all this. That's why the judgment on the nation is going to be severe. There is only one source in the world for truth and love and morality, and that is the Christian faith. Even Judaism got into trouble. Israel, that's all they've ever had was Judaism, but yet both tribes, the northern tribes, they were carried away captive by Assyria and never returned. Some of them returned on their own. They left some in the land to tend it, but the rest of them were carried away. Assyria tried that with Judah, and it didn't work because God delivered them. It was during the time of Hezekiah. It was during the time of Babylon, and God took care of his prophet Jeremiah. He set him in the middle of the city at the time that Babylon entered in, and they didn't harm him. He was God's prophet. Even the unbelieving nations didn't mess with the prophets then. Most of them, anyway. When the Assyrians came knocking on the door of Judah, you can tell that Rabshakeh, who was talking about it, who had been sent there by Sennacherib, they knew that Isaiah had given a prophecy that they were to destroy Judah. Yet the thing of it is, Hezekiah came into power and Judah repented, so God repented. He delivered him. However, Judah forgot that, and they were sent into captivity into Babylon for 70 years. Only they alone came back. So you see, in the world, the Jews, for going clear all the way back to Abraham, in spite of the fact of Cufi and John Hagee and everybody back in Israel, and I back Israel, the fact of it is, Israel is not perfect. Israel is not where they need to be. And now with this new government, even their government is threatened and their rule of law, just like America is. And if you look around the world, you're going to see that in almost every nation. You're going to see trouble and chaos in many of the nations. You're going to see persecution of Christians like you've never seen. So if there is ever a time for the church to stop playing money collectors, mammon. We love our mammon. Filthy lucre, as it said. No, you're not supposed to have that. Why? Because God needs for you to have a pure love of Christ and be able to reach people and exhort and teach and minister to them without any evil, subterfuge, dishonesty. The hard part today, verse 10, says, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring another. Now he's talking to believers now. But we are to love our enemies. But if you read Jude, you're going to find out that there is a war on. We don't make truces with people who have corrupted the gospel. They're wicked. People need to repent, and then you can receive them in. Be kindly affectioned. Requires brotherly love. Good luck there in America and the world. I see brotherly love in India and Pakistan all the time as all the loving Hindus get together while they persecute, slaughter, lie, and do what they can to destroy the Christians there. Now then you let a little disease like COVID come in and all of a sudden they're in trouble. Just wait till the tribulation gets here. People are going to want to die, but they won't be able to. Yes, there is a time. So Paul is putting the nuts and the bolts together. If you're going to minister, I like that word in the ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Whatever your faith is, don't try to be anybody else, be yourself. And try to truly give whatever it is if you are inclined to prophesy. But you better be careful. You start spouting, thus saith the Lord, in the wrong way, you're going to be blaspheming the name of the Lord because you're saying that he said something he didn't say. And when you wait on your ministering, you acknowledge God in everything. Or if you're going to teach, I mean, you have to get into it. Look at it. Understand it. And of course, you're doing this to relate the gospel and the Christ of the gospel. And as I've been talking on my programs recently, I continue to find people that are out there on social media, very prominent, on very popular sites, who are pushing an alternate Son of God. An alternate Christ. And most of them have a definite Toranic Jewish side to it. Make no mistake, Christ Yeshua was a Jew. The apostles were Jews. The first church was a Jew. But be careful what you pay attention to. Be careful what you do, because there are pitfalls everywhere out there. Stand fast in the apostles' doctrine. You can stand on the testimony of John. Then you have Matthew and Mark. These are their testimonies of the things that they saw. Luke. Because you're in a time that is very, very wicked, very, very evil, and judgment is here, and it's going to get worse. Now, it may not get to the full flow, because God does that. He'll bring it in and then send relief. He'll do it in stages. And if you haven't, you need to listen to my Isaiah series. Don't worry. There's no way you can listen to it all, because we're in part 94. We're going to be celebrating our 100th episode in Isaiah. And there's going to be more to come. But I've been talking about it. But see, there is a difference here. In business, he says, verse 11, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Those are important. I've had my own restaurant, Tower with me, my kids there with me. I've had a catering business. I've catered to some of the biggest companies in our state. At another time in my life, I had worked in just about every capacity in the restaurant and food industry. And I've been in management, ownership. I had managers underneath me that decided that they would, one in particular, the company I worked for had hired him. He had been in prison for stealing money. Guess what they hired him as? A manager who deals with money, who counts the money and puts it in the safe. And then I come in the morning as the GM. Guess what? There's no money. Yeah, they caught him. But you see, this is the way life is today. But in America today, it's even worse. You know, not slothful in spirit, fervent in spirit for the Lord, doing things for Him, rejoicing in the hope that you have. And today, this is really important. We're covered, you know, in this country today. God is shaking America to wake America up. He's not going to save your Constitution. He's not going to save your country. And I see this all over, and, you know, there's good-meaning Christians all over who want God first in America. I do, too. That would be great. It ain't going to happen. America's already rejected it. We are getting into the times of the end. And what you're seeing is just a tip of the tentacles, what can happen. And Joe Biden is up there for one reason and one reason only. To destroy what you've known. And the reason your enemies entered in is because of sin. The reason both houses of Israel were sent into captivity is because of sin. Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because of sin. That's what it's about. You don't like it? I don't care. Nothing you can do about it. Rejoicing in hope, you need that hope. Patient in tribulation, why? Because God is working. Sometimes we do get tired of the tribulation. And we cover stories that are gut-wrenching. On our Wednesday program, we cover stories that are miraculous. You can pray. You can give money to ministries that have boots on the ground, contacts on the ground, where you can get food and clothing and shelter and Bibles and just about everything else. But you can't do everything. They get in trouble. They're usually targeted. You got corrupt cops. You got corrupt judges in these countries. Just like you do here in America. And it requires patience. The faith and patience of Jesus Christ. Continuing instant in prayer. One brother we were covering. This is a leader. And we do get correspondence from him from the field. I don't have as much as I did before because we go through other agencies now. But when we were doing some of this ourselves, in India they were selling our address, telling people that all you have to do is write us and they'll give you money. I had so much mail from India I didn't know what to do with it. Every one of them said the same thing. Whole boxfuls of letters from India. And they want money. They want help. It's gut-wrenching. If I had all the money in the world, can I solve all the problems? No, you're not going to. There's tribulation. There's tribulation for the North Koreans. There's tribulation for China. There's tribulation in every nation on earth. India, Pakistan, America, the UK, the EU, Canada, Mexico, South America, Argentina, Venezuela, Australia, New Zealand, Indonesia. Oh God in heaven, help us. And see, that's why as believers we need to lift each other up. That's why as believers we need to love one another. That's why as believers we need to realize that beyond the fluff, beyond your denominational title, beyond what man has created, there's only what God has done that matters. Because where there are denominations, they will fail. Where there are, and I'll give you examples. I was a licensed Assembly of God minister. I started there, went to Assembly of God College. I'm independent now. Nothing against them. But see, the assemblies are not going to be able to do it all. They're just one part. One day, it's all going to fall to Yahshua, Jesus, when he comes. Because unless he comes, there will be no flesh left alive. As Isaiah said in chapter 24, the curse has devoured the earth. So you distribute, verse 13, to the necessity of the saints. You're given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. This is the tribulation. Now see, distributing to the necessity of the saints is what it says. And in spite of the fact you have misinformed Americans and others who think that Jesus was a socialist, couldn't be further from the truth. He's the Son of God. There is no man-made system, and socialism is. Marxism, communism, democracy. Democracy is one of the worst. It is filthy, dirty. Socialism and Marxism is worse. Our forefathers created this country to be a constitutional republic because the democracy was given to licentiousness so much. Uncleanness. None of them are going to solve the problems. The problems in America, all the people, the woke people, the liberals that are in all many of our, like Portland, And the same mayors we saw that put up with BLM and all these others and had their towns destroyed are still putting up with the same thing because they refuse to persecute those who are doing this stuff. Cops are resigning at a record rate. There's nobody to stop the protests. Nothing. This is lawlessness. This is the day of the mystery of iniquity, the lawlessness. And so as believers, you need to understand, in America, we really do need this country to be straightened out and healed, and we need to be able to keep it, because we are the last bastion of hope. When this falls, there's not another America as it was. And the people that are trying to destroy it are a minority. And it's funny how the majority just stays shut up all the time and allows it to go on. You're going to regret that. Because when they take over, it will be the worst day of your life. And in the end, the system will fail. But see, we need to be distributing to the necessity of the saints. And I can guarantee you, this thing falls here. Do you think any country is going to come to your aid? No, none of them. China would willingly invade America to take it over just to have the land. I don't think Russia would want anything to do with it. They got enough land. But China, the dragon, no, they're different. But so far in history, that doesn't show that's really not a Chinese thing that they do. But we're in the end of days and things change. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice and weep with them that weep. Those three things there, you know, when I look at it, I see missions. I see the persecuted church worldwide. I have one eye. There's a persecuted church worldwide. When we cover this, we don't cover the Baptists. We don't cover the Assembly of God. We don't cover the Catholics. We cover the persecuted church. Because one lesson I learned real well when I covered ISIS going through the Middle East, and we covered it. We did so many stories with them covering that on Twitter, the stuff we were covering rated us number 10 in the whole of Twitter at the time. Top 10 is what it was. And we found out that ISIS didn't care what church you came from, what building. There was only one thing that mattered to them, is that if you would forsake Christianity totally, or your faith, and say the Shahadid, and follow them, you live. Maybe. Because sometimes they would kill you. So this is the issue. I'm not going to go through here and tell you all the different gifts. I'm not going to go through here and tell you about all the prophecy and how to do it. That's not what I'm doing this. I'm doing this to tell you. And Paul isn't going in to tell you that. He's telling you, when you're doing these ministries, what attitude, what you should be doing. Why? Because he started this by talking about presenting your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. That's your reasonable service. And don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so you can prove what is that perfect will of God, that perfect acceptable will of God. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Well, He was in the Roman Empire, so they would have had pride there too. Even the Jews have pride. I say that because so many people despise the Jews. They do. I support Israel. I don't support everything they do. Recompense to no man, evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Now you see, that's the common thing. Well, he was evil to me, I'm going to be evil to him. Well, if you listen to our programs on the persecuted church, you'll see how the persecuted church in these areas respond to those who are beating them up, taking their homes, killing their wives, taking their wives, raping their wives, taking their children. It's horrendous. But many of them don't have an opportunity to recompense. See, we've got a Christian baker down in Colorado here. Again, he's in trouble because the LGBTQ keep targeting him because he won't make certain cakes for him. So they continue to go in and get him in trouble. He's going back to the Supreme Court and appealing a decision. And that's all they do. Whenever the court agrees with him and delivers him and says he has the right to do it, he goes back to his job and they come in and do the same thing, and it goes over and over and over. You see, the world don't care that you're a Christian. They don't give one hoot in hell what your ideas are, what your faith is, what your conscience is, what the things that you think as a Christian, especially in America, this is important to Christians. Stand up for your faith. Stand up, and this is what I believe. This is who I am. I don't do that. I don't believe in that. But see, you can't say that out loud anymore. Even in America, it's not free. America has no freedom to it, and the people coming across the border have no clue. They've been given a false bag. It's a bag of rocks, not a bag of hope. People that are coming in here illegally are going to find one thing: trouble. We're a troubled nation right now. We're on the verge of falling. We're on the verge of even worse destruction. Because America won't repent. We have pride in everything, including the LGBTQ and all their pride. But we got pride in everything else. And pride goes before a fall. But see, one verse I like, and this is verse 18. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. And that's what I believe in. I have people that I live peaceably with that I may not agree with what they do or their lifestyle, but I try to live peaceably with them. Blessed are the peacemakers. That doesn't mean I agree with them. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. And I feel for these. This man in India had a wife, does have a wife. She's still alive. They have 5 kids. She goes to the store all the time to get groceries or whatever, wherever she goes to get groceries. She was hijacked by a bunch of Muslim men. May have been Hindus. Can't remember if it was Pakistan or India. I think it was Pakistan. They raped her and raped her. And we've seen this during ISIS, too. A young girl had been raped so much she couldn't walk. This woman couldn't do it either. And the authorities wouldn't touch the case. They usually get away with it because the guy that did it does it regularly and he's rich. So he pays the police off. In some countries, there is no justice. But see, avenge not yourself, because the Lord's coming of vengeance is mine. Now see, in America, we've got one further. We have the right to defend ourselves. It's not vengeance, it's defense. It's protecting the innocent. You can do that, even under the Jewish law. Let's say Torah law. Protect yourself and your family. If you walk by the street and you see some woman getting raped, are you going to stand there and watch? Are you going to ignore it and walk away? Are you going to get a stick and you're going to walk over there and pull these guys off? What are you going to do? Well, we've already seen from various videos what happens in New York. They help out. If someone's laying there beat up, they'll steal what they can from him. If he's naked, they'll sit there and laugh at him while he dies in the street. We've seen this. In our American cities, there is no such thing as compassion and love. Not much of it. This is the America. If you're coming from another country, stay away. Because you're going to die if you come here. The judgment is coming. And judgment is coming to the nations. Therefore, if your enemy hungers, feed him. If he thirsts, give him drink. For in so doing, you shall heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. That is the final points. But the one thing of all of this that I like, because we live in that day and age, if it is possible, live peaceably with all men. And that's what we strive to do. And in the process of living peaceably, maybe you can bring to them the truth of your Savior. Father, thank you for your word. Bless those that listen to this whenever they do. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming, and receiving of this word. In Jesus' name. Don't forget to go by our websites at warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. We are on a lot of various sites. It's our Warren Radio Network, the Watchman Alert Radio Network. And you can find many of those over a list of them over on warren-usa.com. Read the articles. We got a lot of articles on the Watchman Institute, which is my old site, danaglennsmith.com. Check these sites out. Check out our store we're still working on. And the book, it's in the process of getting published. We're working on things. We're working with people. It's a slow process, especially with COVID and a lot of things are going on. Remember that we pray for everyone. And we pray every night. Tower and I take time. You need to get a hold of us and go to our contact page at warren-usa.com. Shalom, everybody. We'll see you again next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warren Radio. Thank you for listening to this episode of Warn Radio.